Riding a rubber raft down the boisterous Colorado River Rapids made the floating press conference fun. But fast-moving water from the Glen Canyon Dam was actually the problem back then. Water shooting through the turbines was wrecking the river environment.
What we're trying to do is to figure out, how do the operations of the dam impact this? Are there thresholds in dam operation where we tend to accelerate erosion of these beaches? And are there thresholds where we might tend to start to rebuild some of these beaches?
Dave Wegner led scientific studies of the dam's impacts for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation back in 1990. Longtime NPR reporter Howard Berkus was on that trip too, and he gathered this audio.
What's happening now is we're seeing the water come up.
A stick planted in the sand on the river's edge during lunchtime showed how radically the river rose and fell, 2 feet in an hour, up to 13 in a day.
Underwater. The stick is underwater.
Wegner was illustrating what happened every time dam operators released extra water through the hydroelectric turbines.
We're releasing more water at Glen Canyon Dam in response to electrical demand in the power grid.
The water blasts were chewing up the sandy beaches that rafters used. They upended wildlife habitat and aquatic life. And the frigid fluctuations put endangered species at risk, like the humpback chub, which is a fish that likes warm water. New laws and policies followed the floating press conference in 1990. Scientific research prompted federal agencies to operate the dam with the environment in mind. Humpback chub are on the rebound. Camping beaches are rebuilding.
We can see what effect those changes over a couple of decades have been having and how the ecosystem is responding.
Scott Vanderkoy of the U.S. Geological Survey oversees Grand Canyon science now. He says studying the Colorado River's most iconic reach is still important after two decades of drought and climate change.
There's a sense of urgency there in trying to understand what is happening and how quickly and how much things will change.
The reason for continuing the research became clear this spring. I returned to the Grand Canyon to see how it's facing the problem of too little water. Springs weren't gushing the way they used to. Cactuses were shriveling.
You're pointing at the cactus.
Yeah, you know you're dealing with a drought when you're seeing desert plants falling over for lack of water.
USGS researcher Helen Fairley was documenting changes in beaches and vegetation this spring when I ran into her in the canyon. She's been doing field work in the Grand Canyon for decades, and like me, she found it odd how bighorn sheep were flocking to the riverbanks in spring.
Generally, they don't come down until late summer, fall, when the water sources up high dry out.
I told her how a bighorn had glared down at our camp from a rocky ridge one night, as if we'd elbowed its hungry family away from the dinner buffet.
Well, this year, apparently, they don't have water up high, and that's why we're getting so many sheep down along the river at this time of year, which is really unusual.
Water became a preoccupation for us, too. It was hotter and drier than usual, and our 5-gallon water jugs ran out surprisingly fast. We spent lots of time planning how to refill them. A few times we pumped river water so we'd have something to drink.
I hope that you want to bring your water bottle over.
About 40 million people rely on Colorado River water. Flows have been declining over two decades, and climate change is speeding up evaporation.
Well, I guess we can just top them all off.
The river is more than just a water supply for the region's cities and farms. Researcher Helen Fairley says we should remember it supports ecosystems, too. Future policy ought to reflect that.
Hopefully, there's ways to do it smartly and strategically that won't create additional environmental devastation in the process.
30 years ago, Lake Powell, just upstream of the canyon, was full. Now, it's two-thirds empty. And what the people who rely on the Colorado River are realizing is that too much water is an easier problem to solve than too little. I'm Judy Faes.